Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day, for continuing to hang out with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. It's an organization that I've been telling you about now for over a decade, and almost a decade. And Sam is here with the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. This is a survey that he's been conducting now for a long time, almost 10 years, and maybe longer. And where he polls hundreds of business managers, just like you and me, across the country. Only these guys are his partners. These folks are his partners that work for a number of corporate companies, not unlike ours. And he asked them, what's going on out there? How are things going? How are they right now? And how do you think they're going to be for the next couple of months? And he puts that information together into a report and brings it to us. And we're the happy recipients of that hard work. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
A great pleasure to be back. I'm sure as a recipient, sometimes it's a greater pleasure than at other times.
That's right, and this is one of those other times.
Yeah, it is. It's too bad. In the past month, in summary, we look back and we think, kind of pretty flat in terms of the overall trend. But looking forward, the next 60 days is a little troubling, and overall the index declined a little bit as a result mainly of the forward-looking responses to our questions.
Right. And the questions are associated, folks, with order backlogs, capital expenditures, employment, credit availability, and pricing power, and that sort of thing. And then, of course, he has his general index, which is pretty much sideways with all things considered, isn't it?
It's pretty sideways, but there are two parts to this, and one of them is absolute level, and the other part is rate of change. And when this is, and our curves show as much rate of change as the absolute level. So what we're seeing is a flattening of the rate of change, which means that we could still be going up while the charts are moving sideways. It just means it's a flat rate of change, which is, as we see it, very, very slow, but gradually and in an improving trend.
Well, when I look at your report, and I kind of, you know, unfocus my eyes and just think about what's happening across the country right now, you know, I see a number of things that could cause this to be going sideways.
Yeah.
The government policies are very troubling right now for a lot of business managers. The stimulus that some people thought might encourage the economy either has not done that, or what we saw has petered out. We're moving into part of your forecast is into the first quarter of next year, and historically, you know, perennially, the first quarter for a lot of industries is kind of a slow quarter, especially retail. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of different things that could be causing this.
Well, it could. There are a lot of things, a lot of moving parts to this. And one, of course, is what happens if we get to a stage. For example, one of the very encouraging things we saw in the last couple of weeks was the jobs report, in which we saw that unemployment declined from 10.2% down to 10%. And there was a great celebration about that. But the other side of that is where the good news is kind of bad news is then the Fed's reaction is, aha, well, it might be time to start raising interest rates.
Right.
And so we have all these counter-punching things going on at the same time. And we have to focus on the things that will seem to make the greatest amount of difference.
Well, but out here in the real world, you know, outside of Washington D.C.,
yeah, right.
Out here on Main Street, you know, it's meanwhile out here on Main Street, it's you know, we don't have those kinds of philosophical debates, do we? It's nope. You know, did the customer come in the door and when they bought something, did they pay their bills?
Exactly. Well, that's where our survey comes in, because there's nothing theoretical about the responses, the questions, and the responses. We ask our partners who are out there working at companies that for their company and then their region in their territory, what do they see? And very specifically, they're responding not as economists but as business people, saying, here's how it is from my perspective.
Right. And when we come back, we're going to get into the weeds just a little bit and talk about some of these things. I especially want to find out a little bit about the pricing power, the pricing that levels, because that's a very interesting thing. It seems like there's no pricing power still these days. A lot of discounting still going on. To Winnie Till, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there. You can read, listen, ask questions, and all the way from 5 seconds to 15 minutes on any topic you can think of that a small business would be interested in and would need to know about. So check it out there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And I'm on Twitter. If you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest and our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that Sam produces every month, and of which we're one of the happy recipients. You can find this on our website, but also at, because he allows us to post it, which we do. Also, you can find it at TatumLLC.com, right?
Yes, they click on the TatumLLC.com and then go to Perspectives. And this is one of the regular things in our Perspectives section.
Let's get into the weeds a little bit. The index, as we said earlier, is not a happy, not enough, there are no green arrows this time. They're all yellow or red arrows. And I was hoping the only green is in the legend, Sam. We need to get that green up into the top there. But let's get into the weeds just a little bit. What about order backlogs? What are you guys telling you about that?
Well, they were flat, and we're seeing what we refer to, and pardon the big word, bifurcation. What we're seeing is that I believe that a recovery is underway. We've come a long way in the last nine months or so, but. But the recovery, to the extent that it's happening, is not happening evenly. So certain industries and certain regions are doing much better than others. And so we see, on the one hand, when we ask our people, did things get better, get worse, or stay about the same, we had an increase in those who said things got better, but we also had an increase in people who said things got worse. So this bifurcation is a reflection of the fact that this is not an even thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, technology is doing pretty well overall.
Right.
But manufacturing overall is still in the dumps, except
mm-hmm.
for those who are exporters. We see the exporting,
right,
because of the weakness of the dollar. It makes us more competitive worldwide. So they're doing okay, but there's a division. But overall, one cancels out the other for the overall perspective, and order backlogs were flat the last 30 days. But we see a consistent, in the look ahead, the downward trend. And
mm-hmm.
It's a little disturbing, because backlogs are the things, more than anything else, the tangible evidence of what's likely to happen in the near-term future.
Well, you know, if you think about it, it makes kind of sense, though, because even though, you know, a lot of your people, I think, are not retailers, they serve retailers. They, you know, they're only 1 or 2 degrees of separation from the retail market, and because of what they sell and what they provide. And I, you know, I think there's this, you know, there's a pretty good run up to the trying to get the, you know, get the consumer out of their hole for the holiday season.
Yep.
But and there's always a drop off in retail. And I spent years in retail back in the 70s and early 70s, and you know, January, February are tough months for retailers. And
well,
so
they really are, and retailers going into this Christmas are extremely cautious. And so they will tell in the next week or so as to how the season's going, whether they can do some fill-in orders
right.
or not. But seasonally, this would be a time when order backlogs would be declining. So there's a seasonal factor in this.
Right, exactly.
How much, we can't quite tell.
What about capital commitments? This is troubling as well because, you know, you'd like to think that that people were starting to get prepared for, and you know, if you're gonna gear up for 2010, you can't wait till the middle of 2010 to do it. You got to start doing it now.
I think so. And the capital expenditure commitments really are a reflection of overall confidence. Although there's plenty of slack in the overall capacity to manufacture and to do things, there are updates and changes for productivity that can and should be and have been in demand. But the outlook for making those commitments trended down this past as of December 1st. And so it's a reflection, I think, of a more cautious attitude looking forward than we have seen in the run-up and improvement that we've seen in the recent months.
Well, see, I would have thought that this would have been. This is one number I'm a tiny bit surprised about,
mm-hmm.
because I would have thought that capital expenditure. I mean, more and more business owners are going to do what they can to stretch out their organization as it currently is to automate it as much as possible, so they can put off hiring as long as they can. I mean, people are going to put it off as long as they can, and so I would have thought that the capital expenditures would have been up a little bit because of technology, acquiring new technologies. But then I move over and see your capital availability numbers, which are both down. It's the only one where you've got double red arrows going down, and is the limited capital expenditure commitment numbers. You know, they got to be affected by capital availability.
Well, they are. The two go together. If you can't get the money, they're both coincident because they reflect the same kinds of things in terms of overall confidence in the future. The banks are very, very cautious. They're not wanting to lend, and that is a reflection of caution and concern about what's going to be happening in 2010. And so capital availability does restrict capital spending and commitments. So
those
go together.
And that's all part of the credit meltdown that we've had. You know, this recession isn't an asset meltdown. It's a financial meltdown that we've had. Tintail, right back with Sam Norwood. More on this after these messages. Stay with us.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much. That's Jim with a J. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you continue to be with us. We got our good buddy Sam Norwood. That's Sam with an S. And he's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. And he's bringing us the outstanding, not an optimistic report, but certainly an outstanding report that he brings us every month, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, the Tatum folks, you guys are providing an incredible service, a very important service, because people can hire your professionals, your financial professionals, your technology professionals on a part-time basis, can't they?
Sure, part-time or temporary, it's a really great way to fill in and get expertise when you need it at the C level. We primarily service the office of the chief financial officer and fulfill that role for companies part-time or temporarily or full-time for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when our people are doing that, then they've got the entire firm working behind them to help them perform. But it's companies reach a stage where they are saying to themselves, the CEO says, you know, it's about time we get a high-level financial professional, or we need someone to study our financial situation that is unbiased but knowledgeable to help us figure out which is the best way to go. And that's where Tatum comes in.
Are your guys doing any workout stuff?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Because there's some of that going.
And working through the tough times.
Bring them in if the bank's maybe having trouble with the bank. Bring somebody in, a little bit of a extra firepower to help come up with some solutions.
Sometimes, and very often, we can help in the relationship with the banks because the banks know us and our firm very well, and they will have confidence, a higher level of confidence in a company if they know that we're working with them.
Right.
I believe that. I just really think that.
Well, then you've seen it happen. And that's TatumLLC.com, right?
Exactly.
So check that out, folks. Check out their website and see what they have to offer. Sam, let's talk to us about employment. Now I don't think there's any reason to celebrate employment going from 10.2 to 10. Oh, I mean, I believe that they can play with the rounding errors and make it do that. I do know that it seems that the unemployment numbers got down to close to zero. I mean, 11,000 last week for a new unemployment. That's a good number.
That's rounding, and it's encouraging. Just a change in the direction, even however small it is a positive thing. And, gosh, we'd love to have it go, keep heading down, and we hope that it will. But we saw in the last month not a good trend in our survey, and the outlook looks about flat for us. And so we don't see something that is going to dramatically change the employment or unemployment situation in the near term.
I wonder, though, your folks are you have a lot of manufacturers and wholesalers and people like that.
Sure.
Isn't this a time of the year when a lot of those companies are slowing down? Maybe some plants even take off for a couple of weeks at Christmas. Is it, is this seasonally adjusted? Am I wrong about that?
Seasonal adjustments. I'll have to say we do not do seasonal adjustments.
Yeah.
And to some degree, there are. There's a slowdown of employment as the overall holiday season approaches, and of course we're into that right now. But in the total scheme, that matters some, and we were particularly happy to at least see the change in the direction.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it's very, very cautious.
Well, Sam, let's look out in the minute we got left. Mm-hmm. Let's look out into. I know your report only goes 60 days out, but you're a smart guy. You've been around a long time. What do you see for 2010?
Well, I'm optimistic about it. I believe that although we are seeing changes up and down in the rate of change, I think fundamentally we're going to be on a good trajectory. It's very hard, as you mentioned earlier, to pass prices through with rising costs. But I think that overall the trend in 2010 is going to have more positive surprises than negative.
It's not going to be where we want it to be, but it's going to be better than 2009.
I believe that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But we're going to have to be patient and deliberate in our operating, aren't we? We're not going to be singing Happy Days Are Here Again for a while, are we?
It's not going to go back to, I don't believe it's going to go back to how it was 2 and 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But I do believe it'll get better. But I think we're sort of permanently need to adjust to somewhat.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam, for being here. Folks, I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.